You just got bro, here.
You are.
You're the first guest I want to kick out the show off top, bro.
Before
off
we
top. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Dang, man. How we just get started like this, man? You know what I'm saying? Man, we already young. We already recording. We live.
Oh, my God.
We live.
Ma, hey, sorry again, guys.
What's up, everybody? I didn't even cuss this time.
No,
what's
I'm up? Sure I did.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fresh and Fit Podcast, man. It's your host, your boy James Abrams. I got Big Church in the house, a.k.a. Leonard. Okay.
AKA his real first name.
AKA Leonard.
What?
We got Chad in the building. Yeah. Chad fresh off the run with the winners. The ponytail hanging. Atlanta cap banging.
It ain't even Atlanta, bro.
But it stands for American Arabic Abraham.
Man, what did I get myself into, man?
Welcome to the Dark Side Church. Did you ride your bike in here today? It's 60 degrees in Cleveland. Everything is lit. What's going on?
You set him up for failure, because if he says yes, then it's expected. If he says no, then it's like you ain't really a rider like that, bro.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a fair weather rider, man.
Oh,
and it's some fair weather. No.
But I'll tell you the truth. Today I had to do some work on it.
Okay.
And all of my parts wasn't there, so I couldn't finish it. So, no, I ain't riding it.
Why are you so obsessed with Harley? I mean, like, to the point where you've named your daughter Harley.
Okay.
That's next level.
That's next level.
I'm going to say that's not. I don't even know if that's next level. That might just be
the level.
The top of the
something. That's something.
Don't get
bro.
No higher than that. Okay, so I ask you a quick question, right? So, is Harley not a cute name for a girl, a nice name for a girl?
It's a wonderful name for
a girl. Plus she's an adorable child.
Yeah, I wouldn't say all that. Yeah. But yeah, she cool, man. Harley was just like a super, super, super dope name for a girl. So, I chose the name of Harley. Mm-hmm. Actually, me and Brittany, we had we chose paper balls out of a hat, right? And she, out of a styrofoam cup, and she actually won. She wanted her name to be Tori Ray. Tori Ray Church. And I wanted her name to be Harley Ray Church. So I told Brittany, this was so bad to say to a pregnant lady. But I told it to her. I said, if you don't name this baby Harley, she can't call me Dad. She got to call me Church like the rest of my friends.
Oh, no.
Man, see, and see, this is why y'all, I want to kick him out at the beginning of the show. I ain't want the show to even start without him being here because how ridiculous he is.
I think it's also important for you guys to realize this is not a front. This is church.
This is church. Church.
This is really me.
This is like a 3 out of 10 as far as the kind of stuff he says.
On my way down here, I was debating who I was going to be for y'all. Like, was I going to be like real authentic me, or
oh
did I have to
goodness.
Put on like a professional?
I don't even know why you even had a question.
I don't ever
think about that.
Put that on with us. You know,
I don't know who's watching, man.
Let me tell you something.
Everybody
James,
don't need to be.
Here, let me put it like this. When James, he didn't tell me, but I know.
Okay.
When James drives in to the show, the thoughts that go through his head.
You don't speak
today? Oh, my God.
We interrupt our show?
Oh, my God. We might as well start from the top.
It's on.
We start from the top, bro.
Come on, man.
I said motherfucker in the beginning, bro. Come on, bro.
It's all good.
No,
well,
it's not.
Like we just going to have to
end it. And I just said it again.
How you doing?
I haven't seen you in a week.
I figured you want me to come through the back. You want to see me?
No, I mean,
because
I'm about to go.
I can imagine why she wouldn't want to see you.
Ashley, can you come here and say hi to the people? Because she just interrupted our whole show.
You interrupted by getting up and doing whatever you had to do over here.
Okay. Damn, knocked everything over, didn't you? Man, don't know
how. So, Ash, can you hop on the show? I want y'all to get on here because I'm going to ask you to explain to y'all how to start, how to set up the equipment.
For workout.
I'll see you. Come here. Ashley, come on, hop on.
See you later.
Bye.
This is starting off as the raggediest show we've ever done.
Hey, what do you expect when you have a guy like me over here? You know what I mean?
Well, guys, I was up fixing stuff. Again, nobody's bringing you a better podcast on a cheaper budget than me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Than me and Chad together combined. Forces like, United, we're bringing you the best podcast that we can on a budget.
Okay.
And even if that means I got to do stuff myself. So, yes, I got up. And Chad was doing the right thing by keep rolling as I was fixing what needed to be fixed. But you unprofessional people don't know what's going on.
See, the issue is our security was sleeping. And we had someone just barging
in. We need some security in this boy.
We need security. We need
hire Michael Blue.
That wouldn't work. That wouldn't work. All you hear is a bunch of furniture moving, and so we'd be like, "Damn it, again!"
he'll walk it back. Hey, I wasn't here.
You didn't see me.
Like that. You gotta love that guy, man. That's my guy, man. Hey. For real. That's my guy,
man. Hey, man, what kind of weekend did you guys have?
I think I had a pretty solid weekend. I would say it was pretty productive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I performed karaoke.
That sounds boring. Yeah. All right, what'd you do?
I performed karaoke Friday.
Oh, and, snap.
Yeah, yeah. I'm one of the greats, man. You know?
I don't know. I didn't know you were a karaoke guy.
I'm not into karaoke, but I've seen you on the dance floor. You basically
are one of the
best dancers. Certified rug cutter.
Certified rug cutter.
Stamp. Believe that.
Yeah, you're nice. And you call on that dance
floor. You got to go to or like a song that you know you're not gonna screw up no matter what when you do karaoke.
Yeah. You want to have a song that you're comfortable with, something that you normally sing in the shower. And
Facts.
Well, I sing anywhere because I have such an angelic voice.
I don't believe that.
I don't, but I'm lying saying anyway. yeah, you want to do something that you're familiar with, man. Something that something that you can really, sing without even looking at any words. I don't look at the words. I'm a professional karaoke. I'm lying. I am not a professional karaoke guy. Yeah.
Dang, what you mean, man? James, you try to do a slick cue in front of the screen. This is the hand not professional. Ball. You want to go to the... I see what you want to do.
Yes. Thank you. God, dog. Dang, man.
This is when you say nobody's bringing a...
Nobody's bringing
a more budget-friendly...
budget-friendly podcast.
This is like the community college.
So, basically, this is the Basement Radio podcast.
This is Myers University.
You know what I'm saying? Myers. So,
yeah.
All right, you brought up the fact you have a daughter. You're a husband, right? Your husband, father, you ride bikes, okay?
Yeah.
What would you say is the biggest challenge? You know, I'm a new father. What would you say the biggest challenge is of being a dad?
Finding the balance between love. And although discipline is love, finding a balance between discipline and love, man.
Okay.
Because it's like I'm just going to give it to you real raw, man. Like, it's been times like where I've wanted to throw my 2-year-old daughter down the steps. And I'm just being honest.
I can believe that, though. I can definitely believe that.
People can judge me and try to act like it's never been. How could you feel that way about a child? And it's like, man, you... Yeah, okay.
I'm not even of the mindset. I'm not saying this for you or you, James. Uh-huh. But I'm not of the mindset that every parent loves their children.
Okay.
Like, there are parents out there that if they had the chance to do it over again,
reconsider.
Yeah. Or that it wouldn't be a solid yes.
No, I don't know, man. I think I have such a love for Marley, but I definitely understand what he's talking about, because sometimes, bro, Marley will take you there, especially at night, bro. I don't know what it is when they're sleepy and tired. When they're sleepy and tired, bro, she is such a savage, man. I'm telling you, that's why we give her melatonin at night, bro.
Melatonin.
You know what I'm saying? Be sneaking her the melatonin at night. She's starting to come looking for it. She was like, snack. I got you.
Check it out. So yesterday, me and Harley was together all day, right? So we went up to the car wash to go holler at my guy.
Did she like the car wash?
Man, she like anywhere. She just like to go outside. So all day long, and 6 o'clock rolls around, it's time for me to go pick my bike up from my guy house. It just got finished getting fixed, and Harley fell asleep in the car. So I got her home. I was trying to wake her up because she said she was hungry. She didn't want to wake up. Anyway, long story short, she woke up close to 10 o'clock. It was close to 10 o'clock, but it was time for me to go to bed. I was in the bed for a little while, and she kicking and flipping. She's four now. So we laying and kicking and flipping, and all of a sudden, she's just saying, "Dad, I need the medicine." What medicine? I didn't know what she was talking about. She said, "The melatoma."
And the melatoma.
She said, "Yeah, because I can't go to sleep, Dad. I need the melatoma."
Oh, my goodness.
I said, "Say no more,
baby. Say no more."
Say no more. So I shot her some of that, man, and she went straight to sleep. But it caught me by surprise because I didn't even know she knew what it was.
What was going on? Yeah.
I didn't even know she knew what it was.
Man, kids are so observant.
She's amazing, man.
I just found out about melatonin and all its glory like months ago.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it, man.
I've never taken it.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, though. If you're going to take it, you have to be committed to laying down for the night within like 30 minutes.
Because it hits you.
And if you fall asleep in a spot you're not trying to sleep in, like you fall asleep in the chair and then wake up, good luck getting back to sleep. Mm-hmm. At least for me. I'll fall asleep in the chair for a couple hours, wake up, and now I can't go back to sleep.
Because you feel refreshed.
Yeah.
Everybody feels good. Yeah, because you sleep deeper on the melatonin, I think.
Yeah. That's what Brittany was telling me, because I think she takes melatonin that night, too.
I love it.
I think I need to take some.
So, all right. You said that's one of the biggest challenges. All right. What's some of the advice you would give, like, a new dad or a new father? You know what I'm saying? Like, husband. What's some advice you would give to him?
I would say spend as much time with your children as you can. I mean, you know, most parents would say that with everybody working and stuff. But read to your kids, man. And also, two other things.
Yeah.
Never talk baby talk to them. I've never talked baby talk to Harley. I even get upset when she talks like a baby now.
I'm anti-baby talk.
Yeah, we don't talk baby talk to Marley either.
And secondly, man, play classical or jazz music for them while they sleep. I've never did any research on it, but I've heard that it helps with their brain development.
So you don't play any trap music?
Oh, no, she listens to trap
music. Okay. Yeah, I'm about to say churches. When I think of you, I don't think of anything else but trap music.
Yeah, she definitely listens to trap music. I don't like to hear her sing it, though.
Yeah, you feel bad hearing her sing it, yeah.
But she definitely listens to it. I'll be trying to turn it down while she's on her iPad or whatever when we're in the car. But
We can't enjoy the song
Marley's
at the same time.
Marley's favorite song is Get Money by Lil Baby.
I like that.
Yeah, like that's her favorite song. She'd be like, "Get money, get money." Right out there. Yeah, I applaud it, man. So,
all right, hold on, bro. Okay, those are cute. That's cute. You know, you love your daughter, yada yada. How do you balance when you want to ride your bike and it's Harley time? Not your Harley.
Mm. Which Harley? Which Harley yeah. you take?
How do you Harley figure you out which Harley is gonna have?
Me for the day.
Yep.
So it's kind of like an unsaid thing in my house, right? So since I was 16 years old, I've been a partier, right? Like, I like to party, I like to go. I just like being outside. I like going to clubs. That's just my thing, and riding motorcycles, right? So on Saturdays, it's kind of like unsaid. Like, my wife know, like, on a Saturday, I'm going somewhere, right?
Yeah.
On Sundays, Sunday mornings to Sunday afternoon, well into Sunday evening. Hey, my dude, get your baby. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Sundays is our time to really, like, bond and talk. And then throughout the night, because she want to sleep on me, not under me, but on me. She want to lay on my chest. Okay. Ruin my sleep every night. But mostly Sundays, man. Sundays, I spend a lot of time with Harley. And then I ride, you know, Sunday evenings. Or I ride to work. Or, you know, if it's a Wednesday and the guy's going to bike night, you know what I'm saying? I call and my wife know I'm going to bike night. Whatever. You know, I try to find a balance with this. It's hard trying to find a balance when you have something that you love doing so much in comparison to a person that you or to people. I'm sorry, to two people that you love so much. You know sure. what I mean? But it's like anything else. You know, you gotta somebody gonna be upset, whether it be you for that day,
yeah.
or whether it be them for that day. Like
somebody gonna be
upset.
So what the hell is hog haulers? What is this, bro? I see you repping and stuff. Man. You wear I don't know what. What's up? What is a hog and what the hell? How you haul it?
So
break it down for James.
You know, I always got a story for everything. So I was at Harley one time and I was asking, you know, we was talking to a guy. I was talking to the salesman about the bikes and stuff. And I was just now getting into it. And he was talking about how Harleys were built to sound like grunting hogs. Mm. Now, if that's absolutely true, I don't know. I wasn't there when they built them. You know, but this is the story that the guy told me. But everybody else called they Harley's hogs. You know, not everybody.
Sure, but it's hogs. Yeah, it's a comment. It's a comment. Yeah.
Right. So me and my guy one time we were hauling some bikes down to Myrtle Beach for Black Bike Week, and we stopped at a rest stop, fell asleep. That's my business partner too. I got to shout him out. My guy Brian Holland, his Instagram is one_BossHog. He has a car wash out in East Lake on 350. What is it? 354. It's 1351 East 354. East Lake, Ohio 44095.
What's the name of the car wash?
It's Brian's Automotive, right? It's called Brian's Automotive.
Gotcha.
So me and him, we were hauling bikes down to Myrtle Beach, and we fell asleep at the rest stop. And for whatever reason, I was coming back out and I shot a little video. Bro, we doing hog haulers, da 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 2 years ago. So when the pandemic was first striking, I'm like, damn, I gotta find another stream of income. What do I like to do, right? Because I'm all about doing what I like to do. So I'm like, I like riding motorcycles. And I was like, hog haulers. We can haul motorcycles. So that's what hog haulers can. We haul motorcycles, and then we also have
merch.
Great merch too, you know what I mean?
He just wanna rub on his chest.
Shameless plug. Shameless plug. I bought some stuff for my guys. Oh man. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, this is a real guest right here coming through bearing gifts. You know what I'm saying?
I do this, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's a real guest right here.
So I bought some stuff for my guys. I got a t-shirt.
What size is this?
It's a large.
Okay, it's me.
Hallers on the back.
It's me right here. Yeah, I'll take this, front. Chad, because you lame.
I know my guy Chad like all this.
Oh, you already know.
Have all of the chest logo.
I'm already. I'm all. Yeah. Give me the black, bro.
Come on, man. Hey.
And then,
it's all love, kid.
I appreciate it.
And I got some bandanas, too.
Bandanas. Down.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, hold on. I get to pick this now, bro.
No, it's the same.
Good, because I wanted the second one.
Actually, this design was created by my brother James Abrams.
You're welcome, brother.
The whole idea was mine.
They do say everybody gets lucky once or twice every now and then.
You know what time it is.
Oh, we got a lot of stuff cooking, man, whenever I can get him to work.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
He threw me under the bus real quick.
So, hog haulers is we haul motors. We haul hogs, preferably, but we'll haul anything you want. My partner, my guy, Brian, real good friend of mine. I talk to this dude almost every day. He handles most of the motorcycle hauling, and I handle all of the merch and stuff.
That's what's up.
I love it, bro. I love the fact that we've heard, you're not the first story like this, but it's nice when you hear someone who turned the pandemic, and all we hear is depressing stuff and you know, when am I going to get my stimulus check and yada, yada, yada. But you took that chance to give birth to an idea, and not just an idea, but you took something that you enjoy doing. And I think that's a great point. Absolutely. Because we've all been there. You're doing something you don't enjoy with the idea of providing, because it is honorable to provide. But if you could do it while you're doing something you love and you enjoy doing, especially if you were put on this earth to do it, then do it.
Absolutely.
I'm just sitting over here wondering, like, how good it must be to have a business partner that you actually like, bro.
Bro, can you share a story? Can I live vicariously through you?
This is hard right here. Me and Chad working together, bro, this is the hardest thing I've ever done.
This man will call me and cuss me out off the top.
Okay. I mean, just like in any business, though, I mean, you and your partner don't necessarily see eye to eye all the time. I can't really, I'm not a real confrontational person, you know what I mean? I handle confrontation as it comes, but I'm not a real confrontational person. So we can have conversations about things when they arise, but for the most part, you know, we try to figure everything out. And shameless plug again, hog haulers, H-A-W-G _H-A-W-L-E-R-S. Follow us, please, man. We're trying to get our followers up, and we're producing more content.
Look at that.
Producing more merch and, you know, some videos and some pictures and stuff like that. That lightweight smell like me, Chad. A little bit of my cologne.
Hey, is this? I'm wearing it, bro. I'm not washing it. Hey, is this the kind of material expect?
That's the absolute material that you can expect, man. I got
it's nice and silky, you already know. It's nice and silky, man.
Silky, John.
That's how we get down, man.
Hey, so there's a lot of love in the room right now.
Absolutely.
I think it's a good time to maybe shift what we do just a bit and come back to that.
Okay.
We got a segment, bro. I know you're probably familiar with it if you've seen an episode or two.
No, I don't watch
it. All right, that's what's up, bro. Even better. Because we don't really like you. No, I'm just kidding. No, we love it. So we got a segment called Explain That Pick. You're no exception, bro.
Oh, no.
So
I am who I am.
And we know you have no, speaking of shame, we know you have
none at all.
So we're going to show you a picture.
All right.
To the best of your ability, as candid as you want to be, explain for us and the good people what's going on.
So I need you to explain this pick, bro.
Gumby.
Explain this pick, bro. What the hell is going on, bro?
All right, so look, this is what happened, right? So by me being slight, like kind of a creative and kind of a a outward thinking person, man. I've had numerous haircuts, high tops. I've had the Nino Brown, bro. You should have followed that pick. I had the Nino Brown. I had real low haircuts like I am now. I mean, I'm fading at the top, so I don't have no problem with cutting it off like some people do. And that was the Gumby, man. That was my Gumby phase. And I had it to the front, too. I don't know. It was a slope or something.
Yeah.
I had the slope to the front. And right here, I was in my ex-girlfriend's bathroom in an apartment down on Prospect, man. And they was still, this was back early 2000s before it was like real, like camera phone ready.
Yeah.
And I had one of those cameras where you wind it up, the yellow joint.
Yeah.
You wind Kodak it up and take joints. The picture. Yeah. I took the picture and that's what that is, man. Yeah.
So did you have to go pick it up from Walgreens?
Nope, it was Rite Aid, the one on
55th Street. Yeah. I bought a $9.99. I got no
real good stories.
All right, bro. All right,
we got you, bro.
I got some more. So, explain this pick, bro. What's up with all these men looking like a big bottle of Pepto-Bismol?
Okay, so.
It's the silly man. Because he wasn't invited. That's what
he was invited. I made the logo. Up.
Oh, even worse.
I made he the made t-shirt. The,
this, whenever you get this guy to work, man, he can do some stuff. So, this here is our annual bike ride that we do for Hunger. Me, my guy, Garrett. We've been doing this thing. It all started off from us just riding bikes one day. We were, this was when I was in some of my heaviest times, right? When I was like fat. I mean, I'm fat right now, but I was fat right then, right? So we would ride bikes, man. And Garrett actually came up with the idea of, let's do a bike ride for Hunger. Do something with a purpose. And we did the bike ride for Hunger. We're on our 10th year this year. This is our 10th year, man.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is, Chad, just riding this bike for no purpose. You know what I'm saying? You out here serving the community, doing what you got to do. And this dude is out here being selfish, trying to be cool, talking about smoking, cycling. You know what I'm saying? You out here riding a bike for the purpose. That's what's up.
So, my guys, we definitely about to join the bike ride again. Now, I've had the privilege of doing, I think, 2 or 3 rides.
Okay.
With you guys, but yeah, okay. Smoking Cyclists will definitely be there.
Yeah. We normally meet at the barbershop, at my barbershop on 52nd. Well, not my barbershop, but the barbershop I work at on 52nd and Superior, 5139 Superior Avenue, Diamond Cup Barbershop.
Go. Hey, James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes
that's true. Okay, so why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all, that's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
Peace. Now you were saying the sole of his shoes is fat. His shoes is fat, as you said.
Man, I wasn't trying to get that on camera.
Yeah, you talking about, man. Hey, but that's funny because you know what's fat? Your ass in this picture.
Done.
Hold up, swole up.
Hey, he had to crop a little bit of himself to fit this.
How your beard this perfectly round?
Oh my
man,
bruh.
That's how you feel when you leave Golden Corral on a Sunday afternoon.
264 pounds, man. Right. Extra large T-shirt, filling it up too.
You could have wore 2X.
I should have been in a 2X, but I like my clothes a little fitted. That crap.
Regardless,
that was some big clothes. That's over with. Don't worry about that. 264, man. Look at my face, man. My dude told me I look like the Chinese dude from 2 Live Crew.
Dude, I wouldn't look
you
like
don't know who 2 Live Crew
I know who 2 Live Crew Hey, no, it's funny, though. What? I don't know the reference. I know 2 Live Crew. I was going to say you look like Buddha.
Oh, Buddha. I look like him, too. Manny Fresh, Bolo Young.
I've always thought you look like Manny Fresh, bro.
Definitely a little Manny Fresh vibe. Now, explain the picture on the right, bro. What did B say about you?
What'd he say?
No, I don't know. Not B. The other B that was in our class.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was a fail. Hey, let me can we highlight something though, bro? First of all, James got all his. What'd you put on before the show, bro?
Shea butter.
Now my phone got shea butter on it.
Yeah, from Dre, which was on our show a couple weeks ago. Shout out to Dre. Okay. Now I'm not over here looking ashy.
Can I first of all to say, there's something that needs to be pointed out. Right. On the left, he looks pretty happy.
Right.
He looks very disappointed, like he can eat whenever he wants and he can't eat shit.
Yeah. No, I was extremely happy right there. So I was in Gatlinburg, Tennessee on this picture right here. And I was taking pics by myself, right? And this lady was like, dude, like, just let me help you out. You know what I'm saying? So she took some pics. And I wasn't expecting, like, those three pics that she took to be it and then she walk off. I was thinking she was going to tell me when she was ready to take the pic. So that's why I ended up with that.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm happy.
You know when you look happy, bro. You look real happy right here. But I'm trying to figure out what the hell you doing, bro. Man, what the hell is going on in this picture?
I'm gonna say that gotta be 2004.
Nah, 2000
or 2003.
It might have been 2000. So I was in the Woody Woods on 73rd and Huff. You know, because I get around a little bit. I deal with everybody, right? But my sister stayed over there. This is my nephew. That's me, of course. And then these were some of the guys that lived in the area. That's Punchy right there.
Bro, this is the most Manny Fresh you've ever looked.
Yeah, for real.
That's the most Manny Fresh you ever looked.
That's what I told you. I look like Manny Fresh. For real. That's Peanut right there.
You lying, bro. That's Peanut.
Been ugly for a long time. He ain't never been cute.
Dang. My dude, Peanut.
I'm the best looking dude in our family, man.
Hey, my dude, Peanut. That's classic 2000s.
Yeah, that's early 2000. I think we was 2001 type action. I hadn't even graduated yet.
You survived it, bruh. You survived it. Yeah. So our next segment, bruh, we got is called Smash or Pass. You know what I'm saying? All Smash right. or Pass, bro. So this segment is important because it's basically like smash, whether that's something good or pass if you don't mess with it. Okay. Now, you being a barber, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very talented guy, you know what I'm saying? You hook me up all the time, you know what I mean? So I appreciate you. Keep me together.
Even
with the roof missing and everything, you make it look good. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't got no...
So speaking of roof missing, how do you feel about hair installs on men? You know what I'm saying? So when dudes get the hair install, boom, got the fade, like he bald up top, get the hair kit planted, boom, boom, now you got a fade. How do you feel about that? Smash or pass?
I'm passing on that, my own personal self. So being in this industry, man, just like your industry, just like what you do, you know, you got to kind of like.
What
you're a teacher, man. So you gotta cater to the kids, man.
I kicked three kids out last week. They act just like him.
Go ahead, bro.
So in the barber,
probably laughing people beauty, fart.
You too old for that. In the barber and beauty industry, man, you have to cater to your client. Now you can try to guide them in a different way, but if they want that, then you gotta give it to them. I don't do it personally. You know, I've heard you can make some good money for it, but the shop that I work in, I believe we too high volume for those type of things, man. I don't have 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours to spend on one head. Even though you'll make a lot of money, but my clients and our clients are kind of aggressive. Man, what the hell you doing, bro? It's taking you too long on that. Leave it alone. So I'll pass on it, man. But to anybody who do it, I respect it.
I totally respect it. I'm here for it. I support this. You know why I support this?
Of course you
do.
Because you right there.
Because women get to wear.
Because women get to do what they want to do, bro. Like, they get to come through fake hair. They be bald-headed one day. The next day, long, flowing hair. I feel
fake
like...
Hair, fake eyelashes. Fake makeup.
Fake nails. Come on. So, fellas, we deserve hair installs.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, then. I'm going to challenge that thinking.
Okay.
Because men are allowed to grow facial hair and put on fake facial hair.
Yeah.
Are women allowed to do it too, if they so choose?
Women do that.
Okay. But
it's called makeup. They contour. They draw a whole face on. Any face don't look nothing, bro.
I'm talking about facial hair, bro.
I dated a girl, bro. Forget the facial hair. I'm talking about just, I dated a girl one time. It took her 30 minutes to put on makeup, bro.
That's it?
30 minutes.
That's normal,
least.
Though.
Bro.
I feel like for the woman that is doing makeup, I feel like that's pretty normal.
30 minutes to, I mean, no, I'm probably lowball. It had to be an hour, bro.
Now, wait a minute, though. I do.
And I'm not dissing it. I'm just saying.
That's what I was about to
say. I'm not dissing it. I respect you putting on makeup, but because women are allowed to put on makeup, put on fake hair, stuff like that, dudes should be able to do what make them feel good about themselves. Like, if you walk around bald headed and you don't like it, bro, and you try a Rogaine, you try the different stuff, and it don't work, why can't you get a hair install and just have
you right?
You know what I'm saying?
This is the issue. And I don't want to get too deep with this. This is the issue in 2021, is that you can do that if you want. We get mad at people when they say they don't like it, though. Like, no, I don't got to accept you do it. Yeah. You can do it if you want. Then I don't like it. Then I have a right to not like it.
You do have a right to not like it.
But people don't like that, though.
No.
Like I'm going to be different, and you have to accept me. No, bruh. I don't got to accept you.
So to speak to that makeup thing, before I forget it, man, I seen a meme on Instagram, right? It was a lady without any makeup. And then that same lady had the makeup on. And it said, damn, why do men lie so much? And it's like, you look like a whole different person with that makeup on, but you want to call somebody else a liar. That's not who you truly are.
Yeah.
You know, you want somebody to be completely open and honest with you, but that ain't who you truly are.
Not at all. But it's okay, man, baby. Put that makeup on. Do what you got to do if it helps you look better and improve. Just like guys, you know what I'm saying? We go to the gym and work out and stuff to help our bodies look better for what? Women, you know what I'm saying? So women put on makeup, hair, stuff like that for other women to take pictures and take selfies in the club. They don't really give a damn about us no more.
So James, since we all know you already had a couple consult meetings for your hair install, are you going like when you do it? Because I feel like you are gonna do it. Will you go like just enough for it to look natural? Or are you like, no, I'm gonna do braids today?
First of all, I don't need to do that. My hair is still growing. Second of all, I would do a beard install. And the reason why I would do a beard install, because
you're jealous.
No, I might be jealous of your beard. Look at you.
I didn't even say me. I didn't even say me, bro.
Anyways, I would do a beard install because I feel like I want
beard.
No, I want beard flexibility. Like, I want to be able to put a beard on, have it rocking sometimes, and then be able to take it off.
That's a little strange.
I'm saving your number.
For somebody else, it's absolutely fine. That's what you want to do. But me personally, I don't.
I want to be able to take.
I'd rather go bald and wear a goatee than.
I'd rather never do this show again if you did that.
I wouldn't do it. All right. Okay. Next question. Smash or pass. Okay. Women with short haircuts. How do you feel about that? You're a barber. Do you like women with short haircuts? Do you prefer long? What do you think?
I think they beautiful, man.
I love it.
I think that women with short haircuts are beautiful. You know, not to say that women were long, you know, because in today's time, you gotta clarify, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that all women are beautiful, but women with short haircuts, I think they're beautiful. I think women with long hair are beautiful.
Do you think women with short haircuts are insubordinate?
Nope.
Insubordinate to what?
Insubordinate. Like, do you feel like they cut their hair off as like...
In a sense, because they're insubordinate to societal views. It's like, you know, women supposed to have long hair. Because even though today is more accepted, but like, you know, women supposed to have long hair. And it's like, I think they're more free. You know what I think? You know what I mean? I think
you do. You do hear stories of women, at least I've heard stories of women doing it like, because they were... Specifically, maybe they were going to the gym a lot and they were just tired of the maintenance of it, and they felt like it was freeing.
Yeah.
Now, here's my thing though, when that freeing feeling wears off after a week or two, do they get over it or do they want to keep it up? Because, like,
is that a real question when you're talking about a woman? They'll get over it as soon as it's finished. Yeah, I don't want a haircut no more. I mean, my wife
and they have the options to put wigs and do different stuff. You know what I'm saying?
My wife rocked a short haircut for a little while. I mean, like, all the way down, brush waves, and then she went to a little smaller afro, but she grew her hair back. And even in the past, long time ago.
Long time ago days.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend actually wore a short haircut, and I cut all of her hair off for her, so...
Have you ever seen a woman with a short haircut that didn't have a fatty? It tends to go. Like,
it's like those two short haircuts tend to have big boots. I like this show. Girls with haircuts normally, you know,
one doesn't come to mind, but I'd have to think that there's got to be someone out there.
Everyone, most times I see them, but they got short haircuts, I usually expect to see them turn around and see something. Yeah, I see a future behind him.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
All right, bro. Would you ever No. When was the last time you cut someone's hair when they were just sitting between your legs? When was the last time?
The closest I ever came to that is when I cut my wife's hair.
Yeah, good save. Good recovery, bro.
No, real spill. I'm a professional barber, so like, what's the odds of me cutting somebody's hair in between my legs?
You just got it. I don't know, bro, but James is over here like, I'm going to make my appointment tonight.
Man, you weird. You're weird, bro. All right, another smash or pass.
Okay.
Beijing and beers.
Oh, man. Or period.
Period.
It's like almost like the hair install thing is not my thing, you know? I don't do them either. Again, man, my turnover rate at my barbershop.
Y'all clocking. Y'all busy.
Yeah. I mean,
and I feel like you got the barbershop where y'all would clown the person getting the stuff.
No, because even though we're so silly and crazy in there, man, we still a little professional in there. A little bit at times. Not always. I'd be lying if I said we're always. But, you know, for the most part, man, we do whatever service it is you need. I remember a quick story, man. My guy Ed, right? When we was at our old barbershop, he got a phone call. Lady wanted a wax. Older lady too, wanted a wax, man. She caught the bus down to the barbershop.
The face?
No.
I already knew what it was.
I thought that, but I was like, I don't think they do that there. But
right. So he like, all right, I'll do it, thinking that the person was joking. You know what I'm saying? He thinking it's a practical joke. Man, the lady actually came. When she came, he was like, she was like, hey, I'm looking for Ed. Yada, yada, yada. She sat down. He was like, you the lady? And she was like, yeah. He was like, no, what you want again? She tapped on her thigh like. Took me out, man. She wanted that wax. Boy, you feel me? So, said, yeah.
We going to wax this cat.
We be having some crazy.
So, that's the end of the story?
Yeah, that's the end of the story.
Speaking of waxing cats. Now, smash or pass.
All right.
Horizon Magazine.
Oh, that was a segue.
Horizon Magazine, smash. Do you like Horizon Magazine, or are you pass? Or you don't rock with it?
I love Horizon Magazine. Okay. Man. Shout out to my guy Ronnie Pointer, man. Me and Ronnie Pointer done a lot of business, as I'm sure a lot of other businesses and a lot of beauty and barbers have. I mean, I feel like the guy, man, he brings everything we need to the industry. You know what I mean? If you get the magazine, you can see it's all kind of stuff in there. You can find everything from the
Horizon is
a dermatologist, yeah, it's a mechanic, a paint shop.
It's a magazine version of Instagram.
It absolutely is.
So. That's a good point. I think Horizon Magazine is the reason. I kind of low-key feel like it's the reason why so many people in the hair industry, like far as like hairstylists, are getting like plastic surgery. Yeah. Like, I feel like, because Horizon Magazine was the opportunity for you to put yourself on display as a hairstylist. So I think it low-key changed the game, making hairstylists want to become more visually, you know what I'm saying?
Appealing to
people. I think Horizon, that's why I definitely rock with Horizon. I think a lot of cats in prison rock with Horizon. They was getting Horizon magazines in prison.
Oh, no question. Right? Yeah, let me tell you.
I used to get called. Man, send me a, you know, because I got a brother that don't mind doing a little bit of time every once in a while, so. He called me. I sent me some Horizon magazine.
I knew it, bro. I'm telling
you. Feds, yeah.
Because that seems like someone like they can get that magazine. It's cool.
It's a way for them to keep up with their girls and stuff too, and just different girls that they be vibing with throughout the city. So it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I bet a bunch of ladies have been funded by guys in jail.
Or, you know, you said you wasn't going out, and you said you wasn't going to that party, but I see that you know.
He's partying. Oh, at this man. Party.
You on page 35.
You on page 35. What? With a hookah talking about some,
man, with the beauty industry and the streets, man, they kind of line up together. And I'm not saying that this is true for everybody, but I know it's been times where it's been a lot of hairdressers that would mess with dudes that sold drugs, and sometimes they'll be their front people. They'll be their people that invest the capital and the girl can get the shot.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
And that's kind of a way he keep up with her too, just to see how everything going. And I'm not saying that that's true for everybody. For anybody who's watching this, I'm not saying that's true for everybody. But I know that that has been the case in a few cases that I've heard of.
I think in most cases,
man. No, because there's some girls out there that's
getting it. I know.
There's some girls that grind.
I know some girls that grind, too, to get a drug dealer, and then they grind.
Oh, man.
I know some girls, too.
So, Church.
Yes, sir.
I would say one of the things that I know you for and I've known you for a minute. You stay with Chuck's, bro. And Chuck said, I don't even know where you be getting these things from. So over under 50 pair. What are we talking right now?
Over 50 pair of Chucks?
Easy.
Easy. So are we three digit?
We close. I mean, we well.
How can you even pick a shoe when you got that many?
No. I'm going to tell. Oh, okay. I got you saying.
How do you even pick a shoe?
Okay, so what I do is, right, so.
How are you married, bro?
Because she got her habits
give me,
too.
give me what's. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding.
So, I mean, I kind of wear the same stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm going somewhere or something, or I might pick up a new pair and I really like them, so I might, you know. I just got these about 2 weeks ago. And this is my second time wearing these since I've been back.
These, man.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Them joints.
Inspired this shirt today.
Them joints look like they came out of the third row of a vending machine, bro.
they look like they.
I came before off-white, man.
Off white.
Well, I sold off.
Those are so freaky.
Thank you, man. I got these in Jacksonville. No, in Orlando, Florida, at the outlet. You can get them online, bro.
I always feel at ease when I finally have someone in the room who appreciates
a good pair of shoes.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, my man be banging them Vans. I don't know what's going on. Wait.
Bruh, yeah, these brand new. Don't do me. Yeah, he's brand new. Red boys.
You left them at the store.
No, I got them Burberry boats.
Yeah, I do rock Vans. I work out in Vans. They like my.
I like Vans. I like Vans. I've never knocked a pair of your Vans.
Yeah, they're actually pretty comfortable. I actually think they're more comfortable than Chucks, to be honest.
They might be, but those aren't even allowed in my house. My wife brought some Vans home for Harley one time, and it was like, "What are you doing?"
Let's be honest. No one here is making a claim for Converse being. Bro, I got flip-flops that are more comfortable than Converse.
Yeah, why?
Converse are not comfortable. No, bro.
I've gotten accustomed to them, though, man. But I could work all day in them. It's my favorite shoe. I got married.
And you stand here on your feet all day.
Yeah, I got married in Converse.
So speaking of which, you stand all day, bro. Like, what's the importance that you would say for a barber to be in shape? It doesn't matter. Do I need to be in shape to be able to cut hair? Does it help at all?
Especially since
you have to. Well, I mean, just like anything else in life, and I try to kind of like generalize everything I say, right? But just like anything else in life, man, you need to be mentally tough to it, mentally in shape, man. Because after a while, you do get fatigued. You know what I'm saying? You need to have some style of stretching or running or something to exercise, because that's how I picked up all of the weight that I picked up too. Mm-hmm. And that's how, and to be truthful, that's how I started picking up some of the weight that I picked up since I got to my smallest when I was like 220, when I was like 227, I think I was. 232 is what it was, I'm sorry. Standing behind that chair, man, with minimal movement, and then, you know, when you move at the end of the night, you know, your old lady, or, you know, whether it be your wife or your girlfriend or whatever you're doing at the time, come on, let's go get something to eat. And you go, you go pig out, and then more than likely, you know, it's time to go be grown, which y'all too, you know what I'm saying? Y'all do some drinking and stuff, go be grown. Then you go to sleep on that stuff, man. You wake up the next day and
do it
you
again.
Eat again at breakfast, you know what I'm saying?
Then you, you know what I'm saying? You lost some testosterone that night.
Yeah.
Probably that morning.
Hopefully.
And now, you know what I'm saying?
If it was a good night, you did.
It's a good night, yeah. You lost some testosterone, so now you got to bounce back, you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
yeah,
for sure. Back. It's extremely important to work out or do something, man, whether it be yoga, running, jump rope, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Feel that. Chad, when you going to start working out?
What do you mean by that, Chad? What do you mean by that, bro?
This has been another episode of the... James, you're so lame, bro.
I'm sorry, man. I love you, bro. That's really what it comes down to. When are we?
When are we having the roast episode?
You know what I'm saying?
When are we doing
it? Every episode's a roast episode.
Let me tell you something.
You know what it is?
You
know what
you had.
I try to come in here and be positive. I try to talk no smack. And then all you want to do is talk trash and put me down. Try to dog me in front of mixed company, and then you know what?
He ain't mixed.
Straight black. I ain't mixed.
He ain't mixed. Dog me in front of mixed company. You know what I'm saying? So because of that, now I'm on high alert. So every chance I get, I'm throwing a jab. I'm throwing a hook.
You ain't cussed me out earlier?
Because you didn't come open the door, bro. You didn't open the door, bro.
He didn't want you to.
And then he get on you for not bringing shirts when you really brought shirts.
Shirts,
hey, man, let me tell you something, bro.
I love y'all.
He's off the roids, bro.
I'm not on roids right now.
True story.
Right now.
These are my brothers. Like, this ain't just somebody. I'm not just a guest that they have. No disrespect to anybody else, but these my real brothers. I talk to these brothers all the time. Like, these my real brothers. So that's how we ever the jizz.
We just joking, laughing, joking, talking smack. Like, because honestly, like I talk to church all the time. I talk to chat all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, this we just bored.
And then that little group chat, bro. You know what I'm saying? Man. For sure. And that little group chat, y'all don't know how to act, bro.
Nah, for sure.
I know how to act. Y'all don't.
I don't.
Yeah, it's an act. That's exactly it's an act. It's an act. You being civil, but we know you. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah, for
sure. Being civil, but we appreciate it, man. So, man, we up out of here, guys. It's been a great time, man. Shout your stuff out again, Hog Haulers.
Hog Haulers, HAWG_HAWLERS on Instagram, man. And come follow us and look out for some more of our merchandise and some rides we're going to do this summer for the people that ride motorcycles that's watching. And man, we just gonna have a ball.
Hey, make sure you guys like and subscribe, man. Make sure
also,
you like and subscribe. Tell a friend. Let's go.
Before we do cut out, it is National Women's Day. So
yeah, shout out to all the women.
Find a woman that you know, that you love, that you appreciate, and just love on them.
Yeah, give her a hug and tell her she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody besides your cat or your dog. All right, y'all. We out, man. Let's go. All right.